is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Well, the seasons are changing here in Michigan. The trees are proudly parading their bright autumn colors. In the morning, grass is gilded with frost. Am I ready for the change? Absolutely not. Somehow, this year has slipped by in a blur of music, family needs, triumphs and defeats, hopes and disappointments. And though I wish I could rewind time and go back and enjoy the moments more than I did, here I am, with only one choice, to accept change and move forward, knowing that God was with me in the past, in the present, and He will be with me in all the future holds. Seasons change in our lives as well, and often those changes catch up on us unaware until suddenly we have no choice but to also move forward. For me, change means seeing my ministry change, watching my children and grandchildren grow into maturity, and at the same time, watching my aging mother's health decline. All natural, all inevitable, but still not easy to accept. Yet in all the change, with Jesus holding my hand and my heart, I move forward. In the Bible, Jesus' disciples faced changes they didn't understand or accept. The Lord had often spoken to them of things to come, of His inevitable suffering, death, and resurrection, and of the coming Holy Spirit. But though they had heard His words, they were still shocked and grieving when the changes happened. John chapter 20 tells the story of what happened after Jesus' death and resurrection. On Easter evening, 10 of the disciples had locked themselves in the upper room where they celebrated the Last Supper with Jesus. The day after the Last Supper, Jesus had been crucified and buried in a tomb owned by Joseph of Arimathea. The disciples had a busy day today, as there were reports scattered about town that Jesus had risen from the dead. The disciples had locked themselves in the upper room, as they were afraid the angry mob that crucified Jesus would come after them. Suddenly, Jesus appeared among them. "Peace be with you." The disciples were all amazed at Jesus' appearance, especially because He had entered the room without using a door. The disciples looked at Jesus' wounds on His hands and His side, and then Jesus once again said, "Peace be with you." Then a week later, all 11 disciples were locked in the upstairs room again. Once again, Jesus came into the room without using the door and said, "Peace be with you." I love this. The disciples were terrified of the changes that had just happened, and they didn't understand what the Lord was doing. But Jesus, rather than condemn them for their lack of understanding, He entered the room where they were hiding and said not once but three times, "Peace be with you." This is what the love of God looks like when we don't understand the changes in our lives, when we want to just hide in fear rather than stepping out in faith, when we forget who God said He was or who He said we were. He enters the room and gives us what only He can bring, His peace. Then He breathes on us with His Holy Spirit and invites us into the change, reassuring us that just as He was always with us in the past, He has never left us, and that His plans for us are good. He intends to give us a hope and a future, working all of these changes for our good and His glory. So to you, my friend, to anyone who feels as I do today, that these changes in life are too difficult, and maybe we just need to stay locked in our rooms hiding, I say, peace be with you. The Lord is with you, and He will be with you, and you can trust Him to lead you into a good place if He's Lord of your heart. If we, like those earliest disciples, receive His peace and carry His Spirit, we can trust Him to lead us to good places. Though change is scary, it is necessary for our growth and for the fullness of His purpose to be accomplished in our lives. So let's pray together. Father, I thank You for speaking into our fear and giving us the peace of Your presence today. Thank You for reminding us of all You've been in the past and that we can trust You to be with us in the future. We receive Your peace today and the confidence to move forward into the changes that are coming with the help of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your enormous grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're blessed and encouraged today as I am, my friend. Peace be with you as you step forward into the glorious plans God has for you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.